Hello?
Hello, I'm Nikita of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. I'm listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to the survey, which will be kept confidential, with the responses of several hundred other voters such as yourself. To begin with, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I'm a registered voter.
Thank you. The next question is, in which county do you currently reside, Cameron?
Cameron County.
Thank you. Next question. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. The next question is, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
Democrat, for sure.
Thank you. The next question is, on a scale from 0 to 10, with a 0 meaning not at all interested and a 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
Very interested.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The next question is, on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Very conservative.
Thank you. The next question is, now I'd like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here is the first name, the Democratic Party.
I have heard, yes.
Would that be strong or somewhat positive or negative?
Strong.
Morgan Lamantia.
Negative.
Somewhat negative or somewhat strong negative?
Somewhat negative.
Thank you. Dan Patrick.
Somewhat negative.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
Of course. Yes, I have heard of her, Democrat.
Would that be strong or just somewhat positive or negative impression?
Very strong impression.
Thank you. Greg Abbott?
I have heard of him. He's for Texas, the governor. Strong.
Strong positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive, yeah.
Donald Trump?
No. Negative.
Would that be somewhat negative or strong negative?
A strong negative.
Adam Hinojosa?
Hinojosa?
Yeah.
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. The Republican Party?
Strong negative.
Thank you. The next question is, if the election for the President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Jill Stein, Green Party, Oliver Chase, the Libertarian, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
Thank you. The next question is, If the election for the United States Senate was held today, and you had to make a choice for which one of the following candidates would you vote, Colin Allred, Democrat, Ted Cruz, Republican, Ted Brown, Libertarian?
The first one you mentioned, let me turn my TV down.
Colin Allred.
Right.
Thank you. The next question is, for which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for the state senate for this part of Texas? Morgan Lamantia, Adam Hinojosa, Robin Vargas, Green Party.
Adam Hinojosa.
Thank you. The next question is, do you think Morgan Lamantia has done a job as a Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it's time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Definitely, I feel that it's time to get someone else to do a better job.
Thank you. The next question is, now I'd like to read you some information from public record and news reports about candidates for the state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you feel more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring sanity back to our school policies. For each statement, does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for this candidate?
More likely.
Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that is this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values. Does the statement make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much less likely to vote for that candidate?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. The next statement is, Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans. Does the statement make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for this candidate?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Right.
Thank you. The next statement is, Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our communities. Does the statement make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for this candidate?
Most likely.
Thank you. The next statement is, Adam Hinojosa supports securing our borders to protect our families.
Someone most likely.
Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area.
What was the question about that?
It's a statement. Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area. Does this statement make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for this candidate?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. The next statement is...
How much longer of this, ma'am? Ma'am, how much longer of this?
Few more questions. Your opinion is really important to us. Abortion supporter Morgan Lamantia is against the fundamental right to the life for the unborn. Does a certain statement make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for this candidate?
Somewhat less likely.
Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent life and that the lives of pregnant women, new mothers and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children.
Someone more likely.
Morgan LaMantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed to establishing a terrorist offender registry.
Someone less likely.
Morgan LaMantia voted against ballot security and for the election fraud when she opposed bills that would confirm a voter's residence in order to vote.
Someone less likely.
Thank you. Morgan LaMantia supports boys competing in girls' sports.
Someone more likely. That point.
Morgan Thank you. Morgan LaMantia opposed the school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their children to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
Someone less likely.
To prepare high school students for jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
Someone more likely.
Morgan LaMantia is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas.
Someone less likely.
Adam Hinojosa supports continuing to increase the homestead exemption so that homeowners' property taxes can be reduced.
Someone more likely.
Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against him, against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Someone more likely.
According to Neusis County records, Adam Hinojosa restaurant had been inspected 3 times and the inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
Now, can you repeat that again?
According to Neusis County records, Adam Hinojosa restaurant had been inspected 3 times and inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
Someone more likely.
Morgan LaMantia broke a promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family, beer business.
Someone less likely.
Morgan LaMantia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last season.
Someone less likely.
Morgan LaMantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they have divided students according to race, ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Someone less likely.
Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police.
Someone more likely.
Morgan LaMantia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Someone less like it.
Morgan LaMantia is in favor of sexual explicit performances, including drag queen shows, in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning queer advocacy group.
Can you repeat that question?
No problem. Morgan LaMantia is in favor of sexually explicit performances, including drag queen shows in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group.
Someone less like it.
Morgan Lamontia opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
Someone less like it.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to cut you off.
We're almost done. Just a few more questions. Yeah. Your opinion is really important.
I already give you all my time. Thank you.
We're 75. 75-